So how was I supposed to know that by clicking on this CAPTCHA link that says I'm not a robot, I was going to put a virus on our studio computer here? It's 99.7 DJX.
To be fair, I got the same notice. It was a website we both go to every day and we have a subscription to.
Yeah, and uncharacteristically, it pops up this, hey, we just want to verify that you're not a robot. Click this CAPTCHA. And I was like, oh, all right.
This is new. Is this a new, like, security measure that they've adopted for this particular site that we go to every day?
I know, and it's like I'm all of a sudden my mom. And I'm like, no, mom, no, don't click on those things. Uh-huh. But I'm just like, oh, okay, well, let me just click.
And then find out what's going on.
And then it says, all you need to do now is, hold down the Windows key and hit V and then hit copy and hit enter. And I was like, okay, well, that's strange.
And
that's
enter your social security number.
Yeah. Well, that's a strange thing to ask. But, you know, normally they just ask, what's your maiden name? What's your wife's maiden name or something?
Click on all the pictures that have a bike.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And so I was like, all right, well, I guess that's what they're doing now. So I guess I'm just going to do that.
And then
right when I did that, it like pops up one of those C prompt windows that shows like the old style DOS like thing, and then it just disappears.
Yeah, that's not good.
And I was like,
uh-oh.
Oh.
What did I do? What did I just do?
Did I do something bad?
I feel like I did something bad.
Kelly, and listen, it's just you and I talking, right?
Sure.
I did it again.
I'm sorry, back the truck up, what? I thought you just did it once. And you were like, I'm not going to do that again. Hopefully that didn't invite a virus into the computer.
Well,
you did it again?
Listen. It's because the CAPTCHA I'm not a robot thing, it didn't go away.
Oh.
So I was like,
oh, maybe it didn't
so
get
I,
my clicky clicks the so first wait, time.
Hang on. So I see it didn't go away. I was like, well, normally it opens the website after I prove I'm not a robot. Well, I should probably try it again.
Let's do that again.
And so I literally, Kelly, did it again.
What did you do?
And I feel like I'm 85 years old. Now,
yeah,
because I'm like, I don't know computers. Normally, I'm really kind of like, I have the Spidey sense. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look right.
There are emails from corporate that tell you about the emails you don't open. Now there's going to be another email from corporate about this.
Listen, everybody who's texting right now, you can just chill out, all right? Mason's like, I work in IT. Ben, you're killing me right now. I'm wincing hearing this. I'm telling you. And so I...
Oh, Sean's been just copy and pasted a virus directly into Windows command prompts.
Yes, of course I did. Of course I did. And so I don't know... Okay, so
there's an Urkel. Did I do that?
Now listen. There's a moment where I thought, oh, maybe that's bad. So I just close out of the window, and then I just kind of forget about it.
Yeah,
and
then, your day.
And then Kelly kind of comes in, and we're doing our thing. And then I go, hey Kelly, if you're trying to go to this website, there's something weird that come up. And she was like, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I just closed out.
I go, okay, I didn't. And so we go about our day, and then so like 4 hours later, I contact IT. And so in that time, I'm sure whatever Russian bot that I've downloaded onto
fully embedded in all the
that
things
is like, oh, okay, here passwords. I just had just decided to, you know, update my 401k at that point, you know,
wow. Oh, wow.
And so I contact IT and I'm like, hey. So I think I might have downloaded a virus.
I think I did something bad. But I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to. And so, you know, it's one of those emergency, like 911 things that you do for IT. This is like a big problem, not like a little one. Right. And so they get back to me pretty quickly and they're like, okay, you know, let us get in there and run a virus scan and all. I mean, it was a thing for several hours.
Oh, and so, okay. And so did I got they a, find
I got
anything?
I got a notice last night from them. Your computer's clear now.
Clear now?
I was like, what does that mean? Was it not before? Or did you just
clear?
Yeah, yeah. So
it's like the little woman from Poltergeist. We have this house is clear. Oh wow. So they did have to go and do the things and save us.
Yeah. So
from the viral bots you let run amok in the
for hours
in the studio computer.
Hours.
Oh, hours. Wow. No telling what it had access to.
So it's been a minute since I've caused an issue at work. We'll say it's been a minute.
We're not going to talk about wrecking all the station vehicles.
No. We don't need to bring that up.
We're not going to talk about dropping the F-bomb on the air.
Kelly!
When the consultant was listening.
Kelly!
We're not going to talk about that either, yes?
These are new owners.
Oh, you're right.
I have a
they
clean slate.
They don't know the full history.
I have a clean slate.
We are starting fresh with new mommy
so
and daddy.
So stop ixnay on the swearing A and on the wrecking A.
They probably didn't hear. They probably didn't
hear. No, obviously not. They
As
didn't
Natalie
know.
As Natalie pointed out, maybe 4 to 6 people are listening.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So probably fine.
Exactly. We're fine.
Where's corporate based out of now? It used to be across the country.
East Coast. So.
Oh, they are kind of more on our time now. They're probably not listening, though.
Yeah, probably not.
It's probably fine.
So, anyways, that was my little, like, you know.
It's fine now.
I may have accidentally copied and pasted and downloaded a virus onto our studio computer that everyone here at 99.7 DJX works on.
Sure.
Anybody that you hear on the air at DJX has to work on this computer that I may have... you know, caused an issue with.
Do you think I need to send a message like, hey, I got that prompt, but I closed it? Like, is that enough if the prompt just shows up? Does
Kelly,
that mean virus?
Obviously,
or do you have
I'm
to
not,
do the clicky-clicky?
Kelly, I'm not the person to ask, obviously.
Sean, do you know?
You asking people
IT
who have texted
on
us?
The text line? Yes.
Mason, IT guy from
you
E-Town.
You guys seem to know some things. Did I just from getting the prompt? Is that bad?
Am I at risk by being in proximity to Ben who did this?
Because I was sitting on the other side of the console. Am I in danger? Should I go get sanitized? I don't
All
understand.
Right. Hey, let us know how you screwed up at work. That'd be nice. All right.
I love the tone with the message. Is it's clear now. Now,
yeah, 502-795-1997.
Hours of work. Thank you for that.
We didn't have anything else to do today.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Oh, he says I'm good. I didn't click on it. We're good.
All right. Good. All right. 502-795-1997. We have a couple minutes. We could take some of your stories. Maybe you did something like me. Boo boo.
Just a little boo boo.
On 99.7 DJ. We'll do it next.